This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. House Democrats' public impeachment hearings are starting next week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
It's a major new phase in the probe, with House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff announcing three State Department officials will testify in open sessions, allowing the public to learn what's been happening.
The most important facts are largely not contested.
Career state official George Kent, former Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, and successor William Taylor will testify Wednesday and Friday. All three have been interviewed behind closed doors, with Yovanovitch telling investigators she'd been told to watch her back before the president abruptly ousted her. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iranian media video this week purports to show equipment upgrades at some of the country's nuclear facilities. It may further erode Iran's deal with world powers and came as U.S. slapped new sanctions on individuals linked to Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Matthew LaRotunda with Reuters.
On Tuesday, President Hassan Rouhani announced that it will start injecting gas into the centrifuges at one of its nuclear facilities. The gas accelerates the process of making high-grade nuclear material from uranium. A day earlier, Iran said it would also replace some centrifuges with newer models, claimed to work 50 times faster. Iran has long demanded that the remaining signatories of the nuclear agreement, that is, European powers, Russia and China, protect his country from sanctions. Rouhani says if the Europeans hold up their end of the bargain, the treaty can be salvaged.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is threatening to deepen military ties with Moscow unless the United States lifts its embargo on the sale of a key fighter jet. The warning comes ahead of next week's planned meeting between Erdogan and President Trump. Turkey is set to purchase the Su-35, Russia's latest fighter bomber.